Candidates were invited to submit a picture and brief biography to the Empire Advance. Candidates Henuset, Ward 4, and Hamill, Ward 2, did not submit. Ward 3 is currently vacant. Wyatt Ramsey, candidate Ward 1. I attended school and graduated in Reston. I have lived my entire life in this area and have always been involved in our community. Over this time, I've had the privilege of getting to know many of the people. I purchased my house here and have made Reston my home. I grew up working on my family's farm. I currently farm and operate my own cattle company. I have a good business sense and a strong grasp on financial management, important tools I'll be bringing to the table if elected to council. The best interests of this community are very important to me, and I would love to be a part in ensuring a bright future here. I would like to see investment in our infrastructure, economic growth, health and childcare, and sustainable development. I feel with optimal fiscal management, a proactive attitude, and putting the best interests of our community first, we can do great things in the RM of Pipestone. Ross Tycoles, candidate Ward 1. I moved to Reston in 1974, married Carol Ellis in August of 1975, and we raised our children, Aaron, Rory, and Amy. We have 5 grandchildren which we cherish. I've worked 45 years in the financial industry as a banker and an insurance broker. I was Reeve in the RM of Pipestone for 14 years, dealing with the oil boom and then floods and tornadoes which devastated our municipality. Currently, I'm president of the Reston Golf Course, director on minor baseball, director of the Manitoba Baseball Hall of Fame. I've chaired many organizations, Golden Estates, United Church Finance Committee, Health District 10, Reston Rink Board and other boards locally and at the provincial level. We love our community and have found it a great place to live. It's a great time for Reston and the RM of Pipestone to grow. There is a need to review our current infrastructure and plan for current concerns and future development. We need to make opportunities for businesses to bring in workers and have housing for them. We should review our organizational structure and ensure employee salaries are in line with the market. I have strong organizational and financial skills to help Reston and the RM of Pipestone move ahead. Garnet Williamson, candidate Ward 2. I'm a longtime resident of Reston, running for re-election as Ward 2 councillor in the upcoming municipal election on October 26. I have held this position since 2014 and am proud of what we have accomplished as a town and rural municipality during that time. I have enjoyed my time as councillor, working on the many recent, challenging projects throughout the municipality and hope to continue contributing to current projects and future municipal endeavors in the next term. With your support, I look forward to representing all people in the rural municipality of Pipestone. Kent Hamill, candidate Ward 2. No submission. Wiley Gilliard, candidate Ward 4. I'm proud to say that I've resided in the RM for most of my life. I attended Reston School for K-12. Since graduating, I chose to enter the workforce. From a young age, I've been an avid volunteer throughout the RM, helping out wherever I can. I'm currently the secretary of the Pipestone Lions Club and chair rental. I think volunteers are one of the things that makes our communities so special. The reason I've chosen to run for council is I'd like to see some proactive changes within the RM and be an advocate for you. I think I'm self-motivated, hard-working and open-minded, which are important qualities for a councillor. On October 26, it's important to go out and vote, regardless who you choose. Please exercise your right to vote. Voting inspires change. Voting is your voice, so don't go unheard. Randy Henuset, candidate Ward 4. No submission. Sheila Kotelak, candidate Ward 5. I have served 8 years as a councillor. My husband Bill passed away a number of years ago and I remain on our acreage. We mix farmed for a number of years and fostered children for over 3 decades. Bill and I worked oilfield for 17 years and I presently drive school bus. Bill's family and the community welcomed me when I arrived 34 years ago. They remain very important to me. Over the last 8 years, we, as a council, have completed necessary upgrades to infrastructure, roads and recreation. I have served on the Doctor Retention and Recruitment Committee, Wallace Fire Board, Verdon and Area Handy Van, Verdon Justice Committee, Conservation District, Scarth Hall, Res, Wood North Cemetery and Church. My first priority is Ward 5. I am here to listen, meet with you on site, bringing with me the personnel needed for your requests and requirements. I am able to dedicate whatever time is needed to fulfill my responsibilities as counselor and do not take your support for granted. As a council, we have accomplished a lot, and are currently working on several initiatives, including affordable housing, enhanced daycare, expanded healthcare and attracting a major industry, just to mention a few. Trent Forsyth, candidate Ward 5. I was born and raised in the community, raised our family and have called it home for 60 years. I have been involved in the agriculture and the oil and gas industry my entire life and understand several of the issues that these industries are facing. I have served on a variety of boards throughout the community and realize the importance of giving back and leaving things better than you find them. I feel as counselor I can offer innovative ideas, improve upon our infrastructure, and represent the people of Ward 5 in a positive, proactive manner to help build and grow our community. Amanda Isaac, candidate Ward 6. I am 39 years old. As the granddaughter of Roberta and the late Clifford Isaac of Sinclair, Cromer, I was born in the area. I moved away as a child, but moved back in 2008 to raise my daughter, Kirsten. I had my son, Silas, in 2011 and bought my first home in Reston in 2012. I am extremely passionate about volunteerism and community involvement, and raise my children the same. I have been part of several local boards and committees, including the RELC Daycare Board, Pipestone Albert Ag Society and the Reston Fair, and ran the Reston 4-H Club in 2019-20. I currently work as an administrative assistant for Prairie Mountain Health. Other work experiences include a municipal office, Chamber of Commerce, Elections Canada and the Census. I feel that my experiences and passion, coupled with my desire to give back to a group of communities that has given my family so much through the years, would make me an excellent candidate to advocate for Cromer, as well as the entire RM of Pipestone. On October 26, have your say and vote. Lane Wanless, candidate Ward 6. I have served on council for 10 years and on the fire department since 1994, in the role of chief since 2015. I am passionate about health care and emergency services. I have been working with government to bring a first responder program to the RM. In 2019, we introduced the first STARS Air Ambulance refueling trailer in Manitoba. My professional life is based in agriculture. I understand the importance of agriculture to our economy. Investments into infrastructure, such as roads, bridges, and facilities are key to continued growth and success. I believe that the RM needs to continue to find new and effective ways to promote itself and draw new residents to all communities. This would include promoting local businesses to increase their customer base and draw new employees and their families. I have several years of experience in management and would apply that to improve efficiencies in areas such as budgeting and planning. I will ensure that the concerns and voices of the Ward 6 residents are represented and heard at the council table. I humbly ask for your support. If you have any questions or concerns, please give me a call. Reeve candidates Archie McPherson, candidate for Reeve. I was raised on a dairy farm in Ontario's Ottawa Valley. Following high school, I joined the RCMP. As a member, I served in several communities in the province of Manitoba, one being Lac du Bonnet, where I met my wife, Vera. Following 14 years in the RCMP, I took early retirement to farm in the RM of Pipestone where we raised daughters Shannon, Penny and Brandy. We are still farming. In the early 80s, I was hired for a three-year period as manager of a new mixed farming operation at the Kanupawakpa Reserve, located north of Pipestone. In the late 80s and early 90s, I served for 6 years as a school trustee on Fort Labasse School Board. Starting in 1998, I was employed for 10 years as manager of a large hog operation near Melita. During the past 44 years in the RM, I have served on numerous volunteer boards, including 35 years as a Lions member. James Watt, candidate for Reeve. I am James Watt and running for Reeve of the RM of Pipestone. Raised on a farm 1 mile north of Reston, I attended Reston Collegiate Institute and received my degree in agricultural economics from University of Manitoba. After university, I moved to Indiana where I met my wife, Joanna. We have two girls, Isabella and Rossi, and decided the best place to raise our children was the RM of Pipestone. In 2011, we moved to the RM where I run my internet marketing company. For the past 8 years, I have served as counselor in the RM. During that time, I chaired the boards for the Reston LUD and the CDC, sat on boards for the Park, RecPlex, DCDP, WOLG, PAREC, Pipestone Fairgrounds, and Golf Club. I am energetic and eager to continue my service to our community. I have worked hard, focusing on making our community one where families thrive and want to relocate. Critical issues still to be addressed in our RM include healthcare, housing, employee retention, infrastructure and business development. I ask for your vote October 26 for Reeve of the RM of Pipestone. Did you miss the candidate forum on Wednesday evening? Here's the link https://www.youtube.com/watch?ve=08v8q6gil50.